Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting second. The third baseman, Dalton Jones. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Felix Mantilla. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lee Thomas. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rico Petroselli. Batting eighth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Monbouquet. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Monbouquet. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy McGraw. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Scourin. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bruce Howard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bruce Howard. And now, play ball. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a fly ball into left field. McGraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. McGraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McGraw. The throw from Nixon and he is safe. McGraw steals second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford strikes out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro takes first base on ball four. Rico Petroselli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petroselli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 1 in the game. Gosger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Gosger reaches second base with a double. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gosger moves to third. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard bunts towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Mantilla covering, for the out. Berry moves to second. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones throws towards the plate. Nixon fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Nixon. Berry scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Nixon and he is safe. McCraw steals second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monbouquet fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward strikes out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Petrocelli takes first base on ball 4. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Petrocelli moves to second. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0-for-1 in the game. Monbouquet bunts in front of the plate. Romano fields it and throws to second for the out. Petrocelli moves to third. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gosger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Petrocelli scores. Monbouquet moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-0 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. McCraw is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Mantilla strikes out. One out. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howard fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Conigliaro hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry, who is chasing the ball. Conigliaro reaches third base with a triple. Thomas goes all the way around to score. It's Red Sox, 2, White Sox, 2. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 2 in the game. Skowron hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0 for 2 in the game. Monbouquet takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gosger hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Monbouquet moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Romano strikes out. 1 out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. J.C. Martin now catching. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 3 in the game. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. Buford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Monbouquet hits a pop-up towards first. Scourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Monbouquet covering, for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 0 for 3 in the game. Scourin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Cater pinch runs for Bill Scourin. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cater moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 3 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater now playing left field. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gosger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Martin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Raditz now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin bunts towards the mound. Raditz fields it and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to second. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. McCraw is walked intentionally. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-4 in the game. Buford strikes out. 2 outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-4 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Conigliaro is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Petrocelli takes first base on ball 4. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Nixon strikes out. 1 out. Lenny Green pinch hits for Dick Raditz. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Green. The throw from Martin and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gosger hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Dulaba now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-4 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin strikes out. 2 outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCraw for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 5 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14. With the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 5 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Conigliaro bunts towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. Thomas moves to second. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 3 in the game. With two walks, Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Nixon is walked intentionally. Eddie Bresud pinch hits for Bob Dulaba. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thomas moves to third. Nixon moves to second. Bob Locker now pitching. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Ritchie now pitching. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater is called out on strikes. One out. Gene Freeze pinch hits for Bob Locker. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Weiss pinch runs for Gene Freeze. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 5 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gosger. Hansen reaches second base with a double. Weiss moves to third. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Arnold Early now pitching. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Weiss tags and scores. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.